Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Arab League is demanding Turkey end its military offensive in northern Syria, saying if it doesn't, the Pan-Arab Coalition will call on the UN Security Council to act. Turkey says its forces seized control of a key border town in Syria that's been held by Kurdish militias, though fighting reportedly continues. Ankara is also denying it fired at U.S. forces yesterday near the northern Syrian town of Kobani. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Turkey says it was returning fire from Kurdish militias. Tense, but U.S. officials say they are skeptical.
The Turkish Defense Ministry issued a statement saying it's out of the question that it would target U.S. forces. The statement says Turkish border outposts came under rocket and mortar fire from hills located about 1,000 yards from a U.S. observation post. Turkey says its forces returned fire in self-defense and took, quote, all precautions to avoid hitting U.S. troops. The statement says upon hearing from the Americans, they ceased fire. But a U.S. official tells NPR, quote, we know they shot at us. The official described it as a shot across the bow, adding that the Turkish military, quote, had our exact location, we gave it to them. No injuries occurred, and the U.S. forces returned to the outpost. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Mardin, Turkey.
Germany and France say they will halt arms sales to Turkey over the incursion, and the U.K. is calling on Turkey's president to end the operation. Fire crews in Southern California are making progress against blazes that raged in yesterday's hot, dry, and windy conditions. And here's Nathan Rott has more.
Firefighters I talked to were really concerned yesterday that the fire had the potential to gobble a lot of ground with that wind behind it, that it would push west towards the coast like we've seen some of these other wind-driven fires do in California the last couple of years. But this fire, the Saddle Ridge fire that I was at, it did grow, but not to the degree that many had worried.
Santa Ana winds have calmed and temperatures have fallen since yesterday, but firefighters are still battling several blazes in Southern California. At least one person has died, more than a dozen are injured after the partial collapse of an 18-story hotel building under construction in downtown New Orleans. Jess Clark of member station WWNO reports.
Construction crews were working on the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel this morning when a rumble shook the structure and one side of the building collapsed in a cascade of concrete and twisted metal. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards visited the site. He says the building is still unstable and at risk of further collapse.
Obviously, this is very serious, and especially when you see the crane listing away from the building, we know it's no longer secure to the building, and some of the building that collapsed is actually placing a load on the crane, pushing it back away from the collapsed site.
For NPR News, I'm Jess Clark in New Orleans.
And a 270-foot crane is near the building and is also at risk of collapse. Rescue crews are preparing to enter the structure to look for two people listed as missing. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Hong Kong, a smaller group of thousands of anti-government demonstrators marched today for the 19th consecutive week. NPR's Emily Fang reports it was mostly peaceful, but protesters are defying emergency powers invoked this month.
Protesters chanted, "Hong Kong resist," while others smashed Chinese state banks and a local government office. Some threw Molotov cocktails inside one metro station, but for the most part, the protests Saturday were peaceful. Several marches sprang up across the city, a tactic adopted by protesters so they can quietly return to their residential neighborhoods if metro stations are shut down or riot police move in. Many demonstrators covered their faces to show their opposition to a ban on such face masks. That ban was enacted using emergency powers just over a week ago. More wildcat protests are planned for Sunday. Emily Fang, NPR News, Hong Kong.
Nursing homes that have been cited for abuse or neglect will soon be flagged on the government's website for consumers. That site, Nursing Home Compare, uses a 5-star system to rate the homes on health and safety, staffing levels, and also on quality of care. But starting this month, nursing homes with citations will be flagged with a red icon. But advocates for residents say it's not a fail-safe solution, since not all instances of abuse and neglect result in citations. And recent reports from the IG of the Department of Health and Human Services found 1 in 5 incidents of abuse that were serious enough to send the resident to the ER were never reported. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.